Blog Talk Radio.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Lesson number 5, journeying through grief, getting beyond the holiday blues. Well, we are going to be talking tonight about many feelings of grief and letting your feelings flow. We've talked about several weeks ago regarding different feelings and emotions. We're going to talk about some of those same things again, but some other feelings as well. But I have a special guest that's going to help me out tonight and express her as she was going through journeying through grief. And I am excited to bring her on in a few minutes, but she has experienced all of these feelings in her own way, just like you all experience feelings different ways as well. No one grieves the same way. No one grieves the same length of time. So everybody has a different story to tell. And it's amazing how the Widows Ministry, we go on a trip every year. And we went on a trip to Myrtle Beach, and this is where Widows Touch began. Sheila was our spiritual coach as far as the retreat that we went on, and she had the ladies to write a story how they felt. And this came to this how a Widow's Touch all came about. These stories that they started telling stories how they felt and how they felt about the journey that they were going through. And tonight We have one of those ladies who was on that trip as well, and she is going to talk about her story in A Widow's Touch. And the title of her story is My Name is Victory. After she answers all the questions and the feelings that we're going to be going through, I am going to ask her, why did she name her story My Name is Victory? Because I think that you need to hear why she named it My Name is Victory. So tonight we're going to begin by introducing Brenda Newsom to our show, and she's going to help me out with expressing and talking about the many feelings of grief tonight. Brenda has been a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry for quite some time, and she's been very supportive. She pretty much is in charge of our Facebook page, the Next Chapter Facebook page. She pretty much keeps that up to date with inspirational information as well as pictures. Whenever we have an event, she always uploads it, and so she's responsible for that, and she's done a great job. And I am happy to introduce you to Brenda to the audience, because I know there's several people that may have not met her or don't know of her, because we have guests on our air other than the loss of a spouse. We have loss of other loved ones as well. And I thank you so much for being a part of this journeying through grief, getting beyond the holiday blues. And this is our fifth lesson, and we'll have another one next week as well. But let's begin. Here's a list of some of the most common feelings that people encounter during grief. You probably won't have them all, but there's a good chance you'll experience a number of them. This list can help you name a few of your feelings and realize that all of them are very normal in grief. Brenda?
Yes. Hello. How are you doing?
Okay. Just speak loud so they all can hear you.
And okay.
Joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be a part of Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I'm glad to share my story. Now I can now do it and be okay now.
Okay, good. But speak a little bit louder into the phone, because I can hear you, but not loud enough. I want to make sure that everybody hears you.
Okay. Is that loud enough?
Yes. Okay. Now, the first feeling that we're going to talk about is panic or helplessness. Your world has been turned upside down. These feelings are overwhelmed, powerless, and out of control. Brenda, how did you feel?
Yes. Panic and helplessness. I felt unaware of what was going on around me, going on or around my surroundings. The helplessness come in when I had to have repairs done around the house, auto repairs or yard work done. These are things that I didn't have to take care of, but I now have to take care of it. So I would just feel helpless and want to cry every time it would come up.
Okay. How about worry or anxiety? I talked about several weeks ago also, I am going crazy. Have you felt that way, Brenda?
Yes, mostly when it involved my younger children. I have four, and there were two that were still in school, and they were going through some changes, and I didn't know what to do about it. So I was always worried about them, or worried about the future, if we were going to make it 30 days from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. But it was a process that I had to go through.
Fear, because of changes you are happening, that that you see happening within you? What type of fear did you have during this time of your journeying through grief?
Fear of being alone. I was married to my husband for 31 years. I met him in elementary school, so I was just fearful of being alone. My children was getting ready to graduate from school, so that was another process I had to go through.
Anger. You were angry with God because your loved one died.
Some people,
and you no longer want to see him.
Okay. I didn't get angry with God. I questioned God. I wanted to blame someone, so I put my blame on the doctors. And I held in my frustration until finally it came out. God knows your heart. He knows what's going on in your head. And it finally came out. There was no sense questions like why. You could have saved them, that kind of thing. But I never blamed God. I just was too afraid to blame God. I just wanted to know why.
Right. I must say I had those questions too, Brenda. I had lots of whys for God. And pretty much I talked to him like I'm talking to you. I said, you're going to have to give me some answers. Because this seems right, and I can't understand it, so you're going to have to explain it to me. So I went up straight up and personal to God, even though...
Yes.
I still love him and respect him. I still have to ask those questions.
Right.
Guilt. You feel, you may feel guilty for what you said or you did or what you didn't say or didn't do before and after your loved one died.
I felt guilt, but I felt guilt because I felt like I should have been more involved in his doctor's appointments. Because I'm the kind of person, I'm proactive when it comes down to my health, and I ask questions and I research things, and you don't just tell me a thing and think I'm going to sit there and listen to it and nod to it. Whereas with him, he just, you know, whatever they said, that was it. And I didn't feel like it was right, but I didn't do anything about it. So I kind of blame myself because I could have been more involved in his doctor's appointments.
How about failure? You may feel that somehow you let your loved one down or fail in the role you were a spouse. But I know others felt as a parent, as a child, as a sibling, or a friend. How did you feel? Did you ever feel like you were a failure, that you were a failure to your loved one?
That did cross my mind because I knew he had some health issues, but I didn't know it was to that extent. For the most part, you know, I thank God for allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me, because the night of, I could have acted really ugly, but I did not. And I thank God for holding my mouth and redirecting my tongue to say the proper things rather than saying, do it yourself. I could have said, well, why don't you try this, you know, for a while and see what happened. So I was grateful for that night because I didn't act out into my own self, my own emotions and feelings. You know, I on my tongue, I said, well, you know, don't leave here like this. So I have that I can look back on and be okay with that. I did think about the little arguments that we did have that was unnecessary. We all do that. We all argue with our loved ones and walk around for a week or so mad when we don't know the day or the hour. We don't. And so, I thought about some of those days, but, of course, I had grown by that time.
Okay. How about emptiness or hopelessness? Feeling empty and wondering, what's the use? Does anything really matter anymore? Did you have any of those questions?
I did. It took me 8 years to go through what I went through, and I just said to read, to live, to date again. I didn't want anybody else in my life. I just had to get through this. I had to heal, and I knew God was the only one that could get me through this. And despite what everybody had to say, I had to stay focused on him. But I had those nights where I felt empty and lonely and helpless. I honestly, if God had asked me if you're ready to go now, I would have said yes at that time. But now I have a desire to live.
Change your mind, huh?
Yes, I thank God for not listening to us when we talk out our heads. Because I promise you, I did not want, I just wanted to roll over and let go.
I'm sure we all have felt that way at, you know, some time. But, yes, we do grow. God give us a sense of comfort and direction to know that he'll be here for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And also, as I mentioned back in with the scripture, Psalms 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So I guess in time, he has healed that wound for you that you want
he
to
has. He has. Almost a year to my husband. Almost a year to my husband dying. I almost left here. My heart stopped. So I know that was God that was keeping me all along. And I know, you know, in spite of what I was saying and what I wanted to do, I realized, really, do you really want to go? So, yeah.
Okay. Despair or sadness? Well, let me talk about King David felt when he wrote in Psalms 31, chapter 9 through 10, "Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak and with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak." Despair and sadness. Yes, King David felt this way when he lost his son from the sin that he made with Bathsheba. That was his, her son, the two of their, son. And he sinned, and God took away his son, died. And David expressed his distress. His body was with grief. So, yes. And also when Jesus heard that Lazarus had died, and Jesus wept. So we are human. We can feel those things. It's okay. So, Brenda, despair or
sadness, loneliness, all of that occur usually at nighttime, late at night, or special occasions and holidays. I'm much better every now and then. I can go through a whole year and be okay, and then next year it may flare up. But I know, you know, to allow myself to go through what I have to go through and not wallow in it too long. I allow myself a certain time. You told us once, you know, allow yourself 2 or 3 days. And I thought about that thing. Yeah, I can do that. And then when I get up, I make myself get on up and do what I got to do. But even now and then, it comes up, but not as often as it used to.
Okay. And last one we're going to talk about feeling is happiness. Feel moments of happiness, thankfulness, or laughter when you think about your loved one or in response to other events that happen in your life. Yes. Sometimes you do have those happy moments, which is healthy, mm-hmm. healthier, and it's good for you to share them, and you can pretty much, and you do, when you, something that music or something, maybe you have something in the house that reminds you of a moment that you shared with that family member, I mean, that's when happiness comes. And also sometimes we feel thankful. Thankful is not that they're not suffering anymore, that they have gone to be with the Lord. So, yes, you can have happiness, you can have thankfulness, and sometimes you can have laughter, because some of the funny things that you experience with that loved one, something will remind you of that situation. So that is healthy, and you will have happiness throughout your journeying through grief. It's not always going to be sad or tears or whatever. Did you, do you now have some sort of happiness, Brenda?
Yeah, I do. I laugh at, you know, the happy moments that we had when we were, you know, silly moments. And he used to sing to me all the time. And I felt really blessed because he had a voice and he could sing. And that is something to behold. So he used to serenade me all the time. And sometimes I would hear a song that he would sing. And it just made me smile all over. My children would think of some funny things that he used to do and make me laugh about some things that he did. He was getting ready to discipline my son one day, and he, you know, having this pain in his shoulder and his arm, and he went to reach out at me. He couldn't. And they laughed and talked about it. So when I got in, they told me about it, and I started laughing. I went up and told on them. But either way, we still laugh about those things today. They tell me some funny things that he did, or some kind of dance move that he would do, or some silly joke he would make. Sometimes he'd get up and walk across the room and do something silly. I could just picture it well. So I'm glad I have those good days to sit back and think about some of the funny things that he did, some of the good things that we had in our marriage, and we're able to just move on in our life and continue to respect and love one another.
And the last question I have for you, my name is Victory. Could you tell the audience why you chose that title for your story in A Widow's Touch? And I'm going to give you a little minutes to express that.
Okay.
I told you in your comments, but I am allowing you a few more minutes to explain that because I think that's important.
Well, I think about everything that I went through. The same year that he died, I was diagnosed with congestive. Hello?
Yes, speak a little bit louder.
Okay. I think about everything that I had gone through. The same year that he died, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. So I struggled with health issues as well as grieving, and that didn't help my situation. So it was a journey and a walk that I had to go through, and I didn't think I could make it or would make it. I thank God for Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I thank God for the people that he placed in my life to help me to get through what I went through. And when I sit back and look at it, all I can think of is victory. And I heard the song. I can't remember who the artist. My name is Victory. I said, that's me. That's me all over, every day, every hour. And so I decided to put that in my story because everybody see me now, and they said, you got a glow about you. They thought I was not going to make it, too. And they couldn't understand this glow that I had. But it was God. God brought me through everything I went through, despite what everybody tried to tell me to do. How they tried to tell me to move on, but I couldn't bring anybody in my life with the way I was torn down. So I adopted that name. My name is Victory.
Okay. Very good. And Brenda, I thank you so much for coming in and helping me explain about the many feelings, your personal experience in many feelings. There is a few more things that I want to talk about. The next topic is let your feelings flow. First, accept them. Your feelings are not right or wrong. They are just who you are. Feelings, anger with God, jealous of someone else's healthy baby, or even release your own loved one has died, that doesn't make you feel like a bad person. accept your humanness and your feelings. Then feel them. A woman once said that when her husband passed, I was afraid that if I let my feelings out, I would never be able to recover. A grieving father said, my anger and outrage at the senselessness of my son's death were eating me alive. I thought I was losing control. Here's a quote. The best way to handle your feelings is not to handle them, but to feel them. And a suggestion I would like to give you all for the Christmas holiday, I told you I would suggest. One thing is to get a journal. Journals are very inexpensive. And write a letter to your loved one. Writing a letter can be very painful, but it's also healing. You're expressing your feelings to them can't help. You can't see the healing now. Even when you write these same feelings in the book, maybe months and later, a year later, you go back to those feelings, and you can see where you are at that particular time, and you can see where you are healing. You have healed to a certain extent from that period of time. So think about writing a letter to your loved one. You can also talk to your loved one that died. Many people have told that they find it helpful to talk to their loved one, going to their gravesite and talking with them. I did it with my children. We would go and visit with him. His birthday was Eve. We would always go and take flowers on his grave during Christmas. Christmas Eve was a birthday. So we would wish him happy birthday. We would say some things. And the kids would play around the grave. But then when we were younger, they would play around the grave. But now as they got older, you know, we just say a few words and we just leave. We don't stay there for a long period of time. But we take the flowers, lay him, his body is only his body is there, but still it made us feel good because we missed him and we felt like going to the gravesite, it was healing to us. And you know, right now, my son is 27 years old. Before he went out to California, he would go and visit the grave every now and then. And he'll come back and say, Mom, I went by to see Dad. You know, pretty much he's not seeing Dad, but this is, he never remembered his dad. He was only 10 months. So I don't know what type of conversation that he had there or whatever, but this was healing for him. And I don't know why, you know, what point of time that would make him go out there. But this was healing for him. So there are different ways that if you can get healing, talking to him just like in a conversation is healthy. And the other thing is finding a safe person, a person that you have trust in and you can talk to them about anything. And also that they would sit and listen and they'll understand. They might not understand all your feelings, but they're willing to sit and listen to you. So finding a safe person any time in your life, it's a good thing that you can be able to express your feelings. The time is up, so I'm going to also touch on some of this next week because I'm not completely finished. But I did want very much for Brenda to come on and express how she went through those different emotions, and I thought that could help you as well. So next week is our sixth week. That is the last week of the session. I will also be finishing up on different topics, and I'm going to suggest a couple of other things during the Christmas holiday as well. And we're going to have Sheila Coley on. She is a financial advisor as well as a tax. And she's going to talk about how when you lose someone, the importance of certain things that you need to do for you, healthy ways, things that you need to be concerned about, all of those things dealing with finances and tax. There's a lot of important things that you need to know when your husband passed about taxes. So she's going to come on next week and go over some of those things in her own way. So next week, please tune in again. Thank you so much for walking in this journey of grief, getting beyond the holiday blues. Next week, the last of the six series. But I will begin another series in January, from January to March, the middle of January to March. But I think I'll give you some dates when, if you have time next week, I'm going to try to do it at the very beginning. So I'll make sure that you have those dates in mind. But thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed and have a great week. And just knowing that God loves you, and so the next chapter of Widow's Ministry. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Brenda, so much again.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm not.